I am back from a whirlwind trip to New York where over 50 of our Paper Camp alumni were exhibiting at New York Now and Shop Object, two wholesale trade shows. It was such a treat to visit with everyone and to see their new products on display. Both shows were buzzing with buyers and press and brands looking to collaborate. The energy was really high and orders were definitely being written at both shows. Now at Paper Camp, we talk about how selling wholesale is a marathon, not a sprint. And exhibiting at wholesale trade shows is just one way to get your products in front of your buyers. It's not the only way, and it's not a mandatory way, but it is a very impactful, powerful way. Exhibiting at a trade show is no small feat, though. You've heard me talk about it here on the podcast before. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made, a lot of logistics. Shows are a big investment of time, energy, and money. But when they are done well, the payoff of exhibiting at a trade show comes not only through the sales that you write at that show, but also the new contacts that you meet, the conversations you have, the FaceTime that you have with buyers. This is where the long-term benefits of being at a show comes into play. And those face-to-face connections with current and prospective accounts are priceless. Today's episode is a compilation of short interviews that I conducted on the show floors in New York. At New York Now, I talked with Ashley of Hustle and Hope, who shared how within 1 year of selling wholesale, her products are now carried in Home Goods and TJ Maxx. Divya of Mellow Works, who launched her home decor line at New York Now. And Desiree of Paper Anchor, who moved from the emerging artist kiosk before the pandemic to having her own booth this year. At Shop Object, I interviewed Yana of The Completist, who traveled from the UK to showcase her new collection of desktop and paper goods, and Katie of The Good Twin, who shared what it was like deciding to move from New York Now to exhibiting at Shop Object. All of today's guests are alumni of our Paper Camp program. Paper Camp is the longest running, most trusted, results-driven wholesale training program out there. We combine expert coaching, comprehensive content, a rich community, all of this to guide and support you as you build a profitable, sustainable wholesale brand. To learn more, head to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. That's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Now let's get into it.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started.
All right, I'm here with Ashley Sutton from Hustle and Hope. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing great. How are you, Katie?
I'm wonderful. It's so fun being at the show and seeing all of your faces and seeing all your products. So I'm excited to hang out with you today.
Me too. Let's do this.
All right, so let's break it down. Tell everybody what you sell and what you're showing today.
Okay, so I'm Ashley Sutton, and I'm the founder of Hustle and Hope, and we are the first motivational greeting card company to include free downloadable guides with every single greeting card. And so what that looks like is you grab a card, you scan the QR code on the back, and then you get a free guide. So it's like 2-in-1 interactive kind of card.
I love it. And the guides are there to help the consumer kind of figure out their messaging to write in the card. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's for the recipient, right? So like when someone has lost someone in their life, right? Instead of just saying, oh, I'm sorry, that sucks that happened to you. It's like, I'm sorry that sucks that happened to you, but also turn it around and here's a free guide that can help you through that moment.
I love it. I love that it's both for the person purchasing, but also the person receiving. Yes. So that's great. Okay, so let's talk about wholesale. What has your wholesale journey been like? You have some pretty big wins you want to share, right?
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so we just to, like, set the stage. We launched in the middle of the pandemic in 2020, and we had obviously no retailers. And so I walked my behind into Noted in the Heights in Houston, Texas. And I was like, hi, I'm a founder of a greeting card company. Here's my catalog. Could you buy some cards? And of course she's like, I feel like the lady pitied me so much. She bought on the spot, which was great. And we had great cards. And then I took a step back and I said, there's something that I'm not doing right. And I need help. And so that's when I found you. on Instagram. I found you from, I want to say it might have been Pretty Peacock Papery or something like that. And she's amazing. And so I saw her post and I was like, I'm looking you up. And I did. And I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like, I don't know if I could do this. And my mom was the one that was like, think about the return that you could get for you investing in yourself. You literally have a card in your line that says invest in yourself. So do that. So I did. And Katie, and you know it because I've gotten emotional before we talk, but I will not cry on this podcast. You changed my freaking life. Like, I would not be where I am. My SKUs would not be labeled the way they are. The layouts in my catalog would not be the way it is if it had not been for taking your course. And the amount of success that I saw at my very first trade show, which was Noted last year, was incredible. Yeah. So at Noted, I was so nervous. I was a little wee fish in the tank. And I will never forget, I ran to the bathroom. This is why it's always important to have two people at your booth, people. I ran to the bathroom. My mom was holding down the fort for me. And she comes back and she says, Home Goods and TJ Maxx just came by the booth. I was like, no, no. And then she said, no, I told them to come back. And they did. And they took my card. They took the catalog. And then I didn't hear anything. And then I followed up. Because
the follow-up is key.
The follow-up, listen, the course said you follow up. You don't just leave it at the show. So I followed up, and I didn't hear back. Then I circled back again a week later. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we were on break. We had shows, blah, blah, blah. We'd love to talk to you. Set a meeting the next week. 2 weeks later, my cards were being shipped out.
Ashley, that's incredible. Like, I'm so happy for you.
I can't even deal. So we are in Home Goods in the U.S. We are in TJ Maxx, Winners, HomeSense in Canada. And then we've got another looming deal this year in 2023. And I'm just so excited. 2022, almost a year after taking your course, like, my wholesale business has grown exponentially. We are in over 15 like local, small, national boutiques in addition to these big, huge guys, and one more pending. And today at New York Now, this is my first New York Now experience, has been incredible. I mean, the amount of retailers that have been like, hey, give me a catalog. And you know they don't like to carry anything.
Right.
So that's a good sign.
Huge sign.
Yeah. So it's just been an incredible journey for me. And I'm just so grateful because I took the time to really read and listen all the materials that you provided, getting into new categories. For the longest, I only had a certain amount of categories. And then I was like, you know what? She's right. Like, I need to expand these things. But I also knew that I didn't want to break away from my purpose, which was to give a card that actually helped people. And so what was going to be the guide that were going to come with these categories? So I took months to really think about what categories and also the content that would go with them.
The intentionality here is just so key. I recently did a podcast episode with Amy Fraser, and that was all about intentionality and how she's grown her business. And I see the same reflected in all of the choices you've made with regards to the types of products you're launching, which shows you're exhibiting at, how you're showing up in your follow-up. Like, I have to applaud you. It's so I have goosebumps from hearing your story, and I'm just so happy for you.
Thank you. And honestly, like, proof to product. You need to get your behinds into Paper Camp, because let me tell you, it is the best investment that you will ever make. And if you're thinking, I'm too small for this, or I'm too blah, 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 I started off this line with 8 cards in the line. I did everything myself. And then once we started to really generate some revenue, I was able to hire some freelance folks to kind of help along this journey, you know, with my vision. But invest in yourself is really the moral of the story. It will not fail you.
I couldn't agree more. And I'm just so happy for all of your success. You worked hard for this, and I hope that you are acknowledging it day in and day out.
Yes, I'm trying. You know, it's hard when you're like a little bit of an overachiever, which I'm sure you can kind of tell. I'm a little bit of an overachiever. But I have started taking the time to take in my wins. And I don't calculate them by big and small.
Yeah.
A win is a win. There's this whole viral video that's been going on TikTok and Reels. And it's like, a win is a win. And that's true. Like, it does not matter if it's the mom and pop store that's down the street from you, or if it's freaking Target or Walmart or Amazon. It is a win, period. The fact that you got up out of bed and you ticked off 3 things on your business to-do list is a win. Because guess what? The 3 things that you did today gets you 3 steps closer to the business that you want to build for the rest of your life.
I'm over here just speechless because I'm like nodding my head. Yes, 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 I agree. And to your point too, the independent shops are oftentimes your best customers because they buy and buy and buy again and again.
And it's all about relationships, right? Like, one thing, I've had a 13 plus year career in corporate marketing. I've worked at some amazing companies. And the one thing that has been a common thread through all of this is relationships. Really cultivating and building relationships. And that's why I honestly think I've been such a success at this, is because I understand the human relationship. And this is not a transaction to me. This is a, what my mom always used to tell me, is a win-win. If it's not a win-win, you don't do it.
Right.
And that is what I live my life by, and certainly what I live my business model by.
Well, and it's what your products are based on,
yes,
too.
It is.
Oh, Ashley, I really enjoyed chatting with you today. Thank you so much for sharing and for your kind words. I'm just so, I keep saying it because I mean it. I'm just excited and happy for you. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, I'm here with Divya from MellowWorks. How are you doing, Divya?
Great.
So tell me, this is your third New York Now, but the first time you're exhibiting in the Bulletin, what are they calling this, collective?
Bulletin curated collection, yeah.
How does this curated section compare to when you've exhibited in your own solo booth?
Because this is more of a, not all kinds of brands and categories, not just stationery. And since I launched the home collection, I felt like it would be a great option for me.
Tell us more about your home collection. You launched some new pillows. What else are you offering in your entire line, but with the home collection in particular?
I've always loved textiles too, and my vision is taking my brand to other products and categories, and like, I love a colorful pillow. So yeah, I launched a retro collection and a black and white. It's double-sided, so velvet on both sides. You can mix and match them and yeah, just make a colorful collection.
Is this the debut here at the show? Is this the first time you're selling them?
First time selling them, yeah. And I got like great leads and response, so excited.
That's wonderful. Congratulations on that. You know, because you are a trade show veteran, you've had a lot of experience showcasing your work in the past. Coming out of, you know, the pandemic, do you feel like the shows are picking up again? People are excited to be in person buying?
Yeah, I think so. Like this show in particular, there's a lot of foot traffic, people stopping, and I feel like it's coming back. I haven't been to a show before the pandemic, but it feels like it's back. Yeah,
I was really impressed with foot traffic here at New York Now today. Just walking in, the vibe is like strong, the energy is high, like people are really excited to be here.
Yeah, I think so too. And I was in Atlanta in Jan, and I felt the same there. There was a lot of traffic, so I feel like stores are back on buying track.
Well, and there's a lot to be said for selling in person, connecting in real life, meeting people face to face. They have an option to like look at your products in detail, and you have an opportunity to ask a lot of great questions too. So how are you leveraging the show then for market research or connectivity with buyers that you might not already be working with?
I think the in-person really gives you an opportunity to show your vision as a whole brand versus online. They're just seeing one product here and there, so I feel like that way it's a great opportunity. Like, you see the whole collection, you see the theme, and like you said, the product. So for the buyers and like, you know, us, it's a great thing, and you get to know your customer. Yeah. And they get to know us, so, you know, so that's really good.
I love what you said about displaying and showcasing your entire collection, because you're absolutely right. Like, your display is colorful, it's powerful. You really showcase all the different product categories you offer. And when we're buying online, we might be jumping to pillows and looking at the pillows in the category, but we don't see the whole collection as one piece.
No, you don't. Like, this is more like a store you're setting up with your branding. So that, I think, is very important, which you cannot really do online.
Given that you are an industry vet now and exhibiting, what were some of your goals for coming here? Like, was it more for sales? Was it more for leads? Was it more to showcase the new home decor collection? What was kind of, as you were thinking bigger picture goals and strategy here?
Yeah, I would say all of it. Of course, sales.
Yes.
But also, I've done the show a few times, but I still consider myself very new to the industry. So I want to be out there, show my brand, like show my presence, and like launching the new pillow collection. That I want to like get it out there.
Yeah.
And like I said before, unless you like you see it in person, you don't get the real vision. Yeah, so
I like too that you're experimenting with different types of shows, doing Atlanta, doing this New York Now within the Bulletin section. You're experimenting, you're exploring, which is what we need to do as entrepreneurs.
Right. I mean, like I said, I still feel like I'm new, so I don't know where I really fit in yet. Like, so yeah, I'm still experimenting. I tried Atlanta and like here, so I think I need to be there, show up a few more times to really know who my buyer is and to see where I fit in.
I love talking this through with you, Divya, because I think it's just a really important lesson to all of us of like knowing who our audience is, knowing where we fit into the overall market. And yeah, I just want to thank you for your time today. So thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much, Katie. It's so nice to meet you.
You too, after all these years. Huh? All right, I'm here with Desiree from Paper Anchor. How are you doing, Desiree?
Doing well. How are you doing, Katie?
I am great. I'm having so much fun walking New York now today and seeing all of you and your products in real life. Your display looks amazing today.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're really excited to have a full booth.
Tell me what new products you're launching at the show here.
At the moment, we started with some art print cards, so there's no occasions. They're just full artwork, and they fit in a 4x6 frame, so you can keep them afterwards.
Doing the double duty. I like it. How are the keychains doing this season?
Keychains are doing really well. Yeah, we had Target actually walk by, so they were interested. So that's exciting.
That is thrilling. Congratulations. It's always exciting to be acknowledged both by the independent buyers that we work with as well as the bigger box stores that are interested in the art we're creating and the work we're doing. So congratulations on that. So I know that this is technically your second time exhibiting at New York Now. It was, correct me if I'm wrong, February 2020, you did the Noted panels here. Is that right?
Yeah. So we did the Emerging Artist panel and then COVID happened, so we're back after 3 years and we have our full booth and super excited about it.
Let's talk logistics between doing like a kiosk type booth that was just a one panel 4x8 display versus a booth now. How large is your booth here?
This is a 5x10 booth. I mean, we were lucky to get a corner space, so a lot of room to put all of our new products and display it a lot nicer than the panels did.
I assume the kiosks are a really nice entry point to exhibiting because it's less work to set up because it's already there for you compared to doing a full-size booth. Are there other pros and cons of doing a kiosk versus a full-size booth?
So definitely with the Emerging Artist panel, we had less products, so we were able to fit it on there, thankfully. But now we do have the bigger space, we have more tote bags, so we were able to actually display everything really nicely for our new store.
I think the visibility piece of it's really important too. The Emerging Artist stuff is wonderful. Again, it's a great entry point for people, but like your brand is established. You sell to dozens, if not hundreds of stores now. Like this suits where you're at in the phase of business. Do you agree with that?
It does. And we've had quite a few retailers actually come in and see everything in person. So it's nice that they were able to see the full line and just see the collection as a whole.
Do you feel that exhibiting is something you're going to continue doing in 2023 and 2024 for visibility, sales, leads, all of that?
I do want to try, but I think I'm going to start trying to stay West Coast. This was a little bit of a trip for us, but Pool, San Francisco, Noted, so definitely trying to see what other options there are for shows.
Well, and there's so many different ways we can market our products now. I mean, digital marketing, online, your emails, your outreach that you're doing directly. So shows are a great visibility piece, but I understand coming from the West Coast too, it's a lot to get here. So what advice would you give to somebody if they are listening right now and they're thinking about doing a trade show, they've got the product line ready for it, what would you tell them?
I would definitely look into the pre-done booths. That's what we did. So we didn't have to worry about walls. We just painted, put up our vinyl, and actually like rented the storage as well. So we brought everything through suitcases. So it was really, really easy to do, at least manageable, and not having to do crates and figure out all the logistics of full walls and the full booth setup.
I feel shows have come a long way in terms of realizing that if they make it easier for the brands to come and exhibit, like providing the walls and not having so many rules and regulations, that more exhibitors will participate because, back in my heyday, not to sound like ancient, but, we had to build out these walls. We had to paint everything on site. And some people are choosing to do that now still. But the fact that you can rent something, have it up when you arrive, and just put your product up is a huge benefit to exhibiting.
Yes, definitely. That's the one reason we were really wanting to do this show, is that it had that option of just get the walls, get the storage, and then brought the suitcases in of all the products. So worked out well.
That's how I used to roll too. I love that you do that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Desiree.
Thank you so much, Katie.
All right. I'm here with Yana from The Completist. How are you doing, Yana?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell everyone what kind of products you sell and what you're showing here today as your new collection.
Yep, so we sell printed paper goods and stationery, very colorful and printy, and everything for the desk. So we've got mugs and pencil cases and all sorts like that, bookmarks. Yeah.
I love one of the planners you have here is like an oversized desktop planner, which I was eyeing earlier. It's beautiful. All of your collection is beautiful. So kudos to you on that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, those are good for those of us with big writing.
Yeah. Yes. Or those with a lot on our calendar too, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Okay. So you come from the UK and this is your third shop object. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Third one here. And we've done 3 Paris Maison shows as well. So we focus mainly on international now. Yeah.
So talk to me about the logistics of getting everything. What drew you to shop and knowing that you have to bring everything with you? Like kind of what were the pros and cons of doing shop over other shows in the US?
So we've been talking about doing a US trade show for quite some time because it's our biggest market. People here really get what we do. And we had a lot of, when we started talking about it, we had a lot of people suggesting shop to us. The good thing about this show, we would get a lot in the UK, people saying, I love your product, but it's too expensive for my customer, or it's too cool for my customer. And so it really fits what we do here, and it attracts that kind of slightly more design-focused store, let's say that. So it's really good for us because it's the right kind of buyers. And of course, it's in New York. Who doesn't want an excuse to travel to New York every 6 months? Logistics is a bit of a nightmare because we basically have to parcel it all up and send it by DHL. And we've had a few things go astray, a few sleepless nights with boxes stuck in Cincinnati. But the shop organizers are trying to make that easier. So it used to be that you only had like a 2-day window to deliver things to the show, which is, you know, if something goes wrong, that's not great. And now you've got a logistics partner that you've got to forward it to, and you have a whole month to get it to them. It's just I left things a bit late with it being Christmas and everything. So that they take on the feedback around that, because that was something they ask every year, and I said international logistics. You know, if there was lots of time to get it there, which there was, then it's fine. So it's just expensive, but shipping is expensive. So, you know.
It sounds like the show has been fairly accommodating, though, when you've needed support in certain areas, whether it's logistics or booth placement or other things. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. They're really good. They're really open suggestions. They're really thoughtful. They really organize the show with us as exhibitors in mind. You know, they've got like pre-ordering for your meals, for example. If you're showing by yourself and you can't run away to get your lunch, like stuff like that, it's just like they've thought of all that sort of stuff that the traditional trade show just doesn't even consider.
Those details are huge.
Yeah.
Just making it a better experience overall.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to me about your footprint, because I know you have a very large collection of products and you're not showing everything in real life here because you don't have the space for that, so you have your catalog. But how do you reconcile that? Like, how do you decide what you're going to show versus what you're going to sell out of the catalog?
So, generally speaking, we only show the new collection. And that's fine if you're showing show after show, but actually we're going to do a bigger footprint next time, just to be able to show a bit more of the stuff, bring more bestsellers, because it's one thing to see it in a catalog, it's quite another to have it there in person, and it that's a difficult thing. And we also run the risk of cramming the stand full of stuff, which we've also done, and then it's too much and people can't decide, so that's a tough one.
You and I, before we start recording, we're talking about decision fatigue with the buyers. And when we have too much, or if it looks too overcrowded, they sometimes just tune out rather than taking a closer look at it. So you've done I will say you've done a really nice job of spreading things out and showcasing all the different product categories that you offer.
Thank you. Yeah, that's something that we learned. Our first Maison show in Paris, it was way too much stuff and it just kind of hit you in the face and it was really overwhelming. So yeah, we've had to start being a bit more discerning and be like considering the display of stuff and actually how the product sells itself being out, rather than just plonking stuff on a table, like looking at how people are going to look at that and how it's going to catch your eye and not just be a blur of things. So yeah, that's just come from experience and making mistakes. Yeah.
We all make mistakes at these shows. I will say too, you know, one of the biggest benefits from my point of view of being at these shows and from doing them for years is I want to connect with new buyers. I want to connect with people who can become long-term partners. And so
if we can put our best sellers and, you know, the things that are most popular and new out on the show floor and attract them with that, we can always sell them the things that are, I don't want to call them old, but, you know, the things that have been in our collections for a while once they become a more regular customer. Are you seeing that where people are coming back for reorders?
Yeah, very much so. Actually, we've seen that a lot more recently, which has been really great because it's a good, like, you know, confirmation that we're doing the right thing, where we have people ordering up from us like once a month, which is
great,
really good. You know, then you start to think, where are the new people? You start to worry, you're always worrying about one or the other, right? Yeah. But no, we have a really good reorder rate actually, so that's confirmation that we're doing the right thing. Yeah.
Yana, it's been wonderful chatting with you. Everything looks beautiful and I'm just so excited for you. So congrats on a great show and I hope everything goes well for the rest of the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'm here with Katie Wilson of The Good Twin. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm good, Katie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So happy to see you and be here in person.
Yes, it is so nice to see you. I feel like we get out here and we get to hang out in a way that we never do in LA because we're on different planets.
I know, right? Live so close, but yet so far.
East and West Side, what are you going to do?
I know. Okay, so let's talk about Shop Object. This is your second time here?
Yes, this is our second Shop Object. We are signed up for February of 2021, but with Omicron, we ended up passing on that and just doing online. So August of 2022. We are signed up for February of 2022. And then Omicron, we just kind of didn't feel like it was the best idea, so we just did the online version. And then we're here in August of 2022 for the first time. So this is our second Shop Object show.
And prior to this, you had done Stationery Show, you had done New York Now. What other shows am I missing on that list?
That's the comprehensive list. We have technically just done Stationery Show. It was co-located with New York Now, but we did always do like the branded NSS. And our first show for that was in 2016. So we've got a little bit under our belts.
A lot of experience here for sure. Okay, so let's talk about Shop Object. This is your second time here. What is the vibe like? How are the sales? How are the buyers? Kind of give us the rundown of how it's been for you.
Yeah. I was very interested to see this show because we did just do the Fair Winter Market, which was huge for us, like to the tune of about the same of what a very good trade show would have been for us previously. So I feel like I had a little bug in my mind being like, do we even need to do an in-person trade show? But we've had a great first day, and all but one of our accounts that we've written for today have been new people, which is huge. So in my mind, that tells me that we do still need to be doing these sort of shows. We can make new contacts, and then our regulars, who I know we'll see later this week, like maybe they've already ordered at Fair, that's just a time for us to network and see them and maybe put together a future order. This show so far, the first day has been busier than last year. We're in about the same spot, but the show is a lot bigger this time, so I was a little bit nervous. Day started very slowly, but by about noon or so, it had really picked up. And yeah, we're on pace to have a really good show.
I was telling somebody else earlier that, too, because Shop has expanded, there's that flow of traffic that you... The flow of traffic problem that you typically see at New York Now and some of the other larger shows, where it's like some people will have really busy mornings, but then that flow of traffic heads to the other side of the show in the afternoon. So that's kind of, I think, some of what you're experiencing too, don't you think?
Yeah. I would also say, like, I remind myself of this, but to remind everyone else, like, that exists no matter where you are. So if you're the first person that people see, you'll have a busy morning. But if you're the last person that you see, like, you'll have a busy afternoon. Yeah. So it all trickles down eventually. And I truly don't think there's a bad spot in this show because all the brands are so strong.
Yeah. It's a different exhibiting experience being at Shop than it is at New York Now. Can you talk about some of the immediate and stark differences?
Yeah, certainly. So I would say that in general, the biggest difference is that everything is all set up for us. So we don't have to build booth walls. I don't even have anything that I ship or have a crate with. I literally bring it in a suitcase and I'm ready to go. I was set up in 6 hours, Katie.
Okay.
And it looks good, right?
Like it looks amazing. It looks amazing. But for contrast, let's tell people, how many days did you have to set aside to set up at New York Now or even... what's the one in Vegas you did too?
Oh,
Magic?
I did Pool. Oh
Pool,
my God,
okay.
I forgot about Pool.
That's okay.
Yes, earlier. I did Pool, like, I mean, 6 times. And it was a great show. That was a very easy setup show because it was cash and carry. So it felt more like a Renegade,
right. But
just tabletop, like no walls at all. For New York Now, I would usually allow for 2 full days and overflow. So on that first day, if I was lucky, I'd have 2.5 days because I always painted my booth. I had to like build everything day of. I had to like unpack the crate, which was a nightmare, put it back together, which was an even bigger nightmare. So yeah, I mean like triple, quadruple the amount of time.
Are you allowed to paint your booths here at Shop?
No. Why do you think I don't have pink walls?
Well, I wondered, but I also was like, everything is white. I guess this is just the way they roll.
Have we met? I'm like always colorful walls if I can handle it. Look how big my vinyl is. It's like obscene.
The vinyl looks beautiful. It's very on brand and colorful for sure.
Thank you. Relevant to you. You always say like there's a million things going wrong that no one would know about. I took the back sticker off my vinyl. And with like an amazing amount of bravado, jumped up on a chair to install it, stuck the entire thing to itself.
Oh no!
So 2 of my 6 hours for setup were literally like using an X-Acto knife to like slice it apart from itself. It was awful, Katie. And it's ripped in like 10 places, but...
But you can't even tell.
You can't even tell. Looks gorgeous, baby.
And this is where we say it. You don't... I mean, Katie will dish her secrets to me and now all of you, but like this is where we don't talk about this at the show because we don't... People don't need to know all the things that went wrong, right?
Yes, exactly. All of those things that you're freaking out about are like totally fine. Nobody even knows.
Well, I love hearing the difference kind of between what some of the larger, like, although this show's getting pretty large too now. I mean, it's really expanded. Do you think you'll come back here or where do you plan to continue exhibiting at any shows?
Yeah, we're locked in for August already. And I think we're going to do this indefinitely. It's a fun show. It's an easy show. Like, I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Katie, thank you so much for your time today.
Of course. It was so nice to see you, Katie.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, friends, I hope you enjoyed today's compilation episode and hearing from different exhibitors with different backgrounds, experiences, and highlights for their shows, what they're kind of aiming for and what they're hoping to get out of it. All of today's guests are Paper Camp alumni. They have each been focusing on expanding their wholesale footprint. And by that, I mean more stores, larger orders, consistent reorders from their existing accounts, and they've each done an excellent job of reaching their goals. If you are looking for support as you start or scale wholesale, definitely check out our Paper Camp program. It's the longest running, most trusted, results-driven wholesale program out there. We have coached thousands of brands like the ones you heard today, and they're all making big moves with wholesale in their own way and at their own pace. And we would love to help you do the same. So learn more and join the next round at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Thank you for listening until the end. Be sure to check the show notes for websites and social links for all of our guests today so you can follow along with them. I'll be back next week with a new episode.